Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farmed because your family farmed. You farmed because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
We've now started a three-day holiday weekend for our agricultural markets, so at least the agricultural futures. We have some auction barns still operating today, and with Uncle Sam operating, they really don't recognize a religious holiday that Good Friday is. They will have things like the wholesale box beef trade report later on today. However, as we mentioned, agricultural futures taking the day off, some businesses taking the day off as well in celebration of this most holy of holidays for the Christian community. Meanwhile, as we take a look at the world of agriculture for you today, interesting poll coming from Farm Journal Media. They have asked farmers, ranchers, about the use of drone technology. They say that it looks like it's on the uptick. The Farm Journal Pulse poll asked, will you use a drone or drones on your operation this year? 1,100 respondents, primarily in the Midwest, but a few in our neck of the woods. A third answering positively. 21% say they'll operate the drones themselves. Another 12% opting for a retailer or other third-party entity to fly the drones. Another 31% say they'll keep an open mind about using drones on their operation in 2018, but weren't ready to pull the trigger this year. The final 37% said they're not interested in using this technology. As you take a look at a map of where their respondents came from, quite a few of those that said they won't consider drone technology, at least at this time, were in Kansas and in Texas. And the Oklahoma respondents, a few that were, either were in the category of operating a drone themselves right now or considering a drone for 2018. We're probably about 5 to 6 weeks away from harvest starting for our 2017 winter canola crop. And Dr. Ron Scholler with the Great Plains Canola Association says hot temperatures in late winter likely kept the canola plant from being able to reach a high yield potential here in 2017. But he says recent rains likely have kept us on track for at least an average crop this year.
We're not talking about bin busting yields this year, but some that growers are going to be proud of. The crop, I would say, looks like an average crop at this point. One of the things we really need, Ron, are some cool temperatures. As I've already mentioned, it got so hot so early in the 90s, and that was just devastating to the crop and to the productivity of the crop. Since the rains came, we've been in the 70s and very low 80s, but mostly 70s, and that's been so beneficial to the crop. We'd like to see that pattern continue. We need for that to continue. And then we could still see a reasonably good canola crop in 2017.
Dr. Ron Scholler, you've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual grass time sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. At your Farm News, Happy Easter. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.